I think there are a variety of very seismic forces that have been occurring in the American economy and America culturally, which are driving to questions about cities. Historically, America has always understood itself and its future somewhat within the model of moving away from town, moving away from cities, and that all has now flipped itself on its head, and that more and more people are now moving back into cities, they're staying in cities, and cities are growing in ways that we probably didn't expect 20, 25 years ago when the suburban model or the exurban model was where we thought our future was going to be. And that is a huge cultural shift for the United States. At the same time, I think the reason why the conversation about transit is so front and center here in New York is because it is the only way you really can see and understand how the city is going to work and survive. By that, I mean that for a lot of historical luck and coincidences, this incredible three-part system was put together 100 years ago, even more. And it was there, but it was never really understood to be the fundamental backbone of a way a city could function effectively. It was really much more a matter of just commuting patterns of this is how I get to work, this is how I get around. Now it undergirds so many of the social questions that cities are facing: public safety, people's sense of neighborhoods, people's sense of mobility and moving into other neighborhoods, breaking down barriers of communities, sustainability in terms of air quality, in terms of congestion, and then fundamentally about the whole idea of the viability of a city and how cities are going to have to function. And that before, I think we all always thought, well, if the city's not working, we can leave and move out to the country. You know, that's the classic model in America. And that's no longer the case. There's no place to escape to anymore. And unless we can figure out how cities are going to work, and mass transit is clearly one of the key components of that, because the car, the truck, is just too debilitating to the quality of life within a city. So you look at the emerging Western cities, whether it's Seattle, whether it's Portland, Austin, Texas, Denver, all of them are struggling with the fact that their car truck network on the highways is completely insufficient for meeting the needs of an urban center. New York happens to be the largest test tube where all those questions are getting asked at one time.